Angela Head and her husband own Beluga Air, a seasonal air charter in Homer. They also rent out camping gear, and Head runs her own bookkeeping business. And when she files her sales tax paperwork each quarter, she says she feels uncomfortable.
But every time I submit a return and fill out that prompt remittance credit, I have just kind of a, you know, like this just doesn't feel right, because that's money that has been collected from our clients. And in theory, it should be just passed through to the borough. So it's been on my mind for a couple of years.
The credit is automatically given to businesses that don't owe any back taxes and file by the deadline. Every quarter, businesses can slash 5% off their sales tax bill, limiting out at $1,000.
My question would be, with all the budgetary problems and concerns, why it wouldn't be one of the first places the borough would want to recoup some really easy money without having to really do anything.
So I presented Head's question to Kenai Peninsula Borough Finance Director Brandy Harbaugh. Why does the borough give tax dollars back to businesses?
It is incentive to get filings in on time. It's also to give the business owner an opportunity to cover the expense in the accounting of filing that return, because for some businesses it is an expense, so that does offset that expense for them.
Harbaugh adds that the borough has taken a look at how much it spends on the credit.
We only award less than $200,000 a year in on-time credit, and so that works out to be less than 1% of the revenues we collect for sales tax. So it would make an impact, but very minor.
Still, $200,000 could pay for a job or two, which poses the question, does this incentive actually get people to file on time?
It's a good question. It's one that's difficult to answer.
Mohsin Gutabi, Assistant Professor of Economics at the Institute of Social and Economic Research.
Typically, what you would want to think about is just how much are you paying in incentives in order to collect a certain amount of tax.
In this case, it costs $200,000 and they collect $30 million in sales tax annually.
Those numbers do make it seem like they're collecting a considerable amount of money for the amount they spend on incentives.
Gutabi says what we don't know is if the borough would collect the same amount of tax if the incentive wasn't there.
So there are ways of solving it. It's just that you would need a lot of data, and you would need some comparable states or counties or boroughs.
The borough does have a tiered penalty system for businesses who violate. So it's hard to say whether harsher measures would change business owners' behavior. I circled back to Head to find out if she's still philosophically hung up about the incentive.
Are you surprised? Because I remember when we previously spoke, I asked you, you said if you had to guess how much would this amount to, and you said it would be a substantial amount. Do you think that's a substantial amount?
I would think anything with any drop in the pan would be welcome at this point with such a budget shortfall. I am surprised that, you know, that would make such an insignificant difference, although I don't think it would be insignificant. I've heard, you know, that recently that we're all going to be losing teachers soon throughout the borough. So $200,000 is somebody's job.
As for Head's stance on taking the credit herself, she says she will still have that uncomfortable feeling every quarter. Reporting at Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.